Audio presents Rough Country, written by John Sanford, read by Eric Conger. Chapter 1. The August heat was slipping away with the day. A full moon would climb over the horizon at 8 o'clock, and the view across Stone Lake should be spectacular. All a trick of the light, MacDill thought. Her father taught her that. A full moon on the horizon was no larger than a full moon overhead, he told her, as a small child, as they stood hand in hand in the backyard. The larger apparent size was all an optical illusion. She hadn't believed him, so he'd proven it by taking a Polaroid photograph of a harvest moon on the horizon, the biggest, fattest, yellowest moon of the year, then comparing it to another shot of the moon when it was overhead, and they were the same size. He took pride in his correctness. He was a scientist, and he knew what he knew. MacDill ran an advertising agency, and she knew her father was both right and wrong. Technically, he was correct, but you wouldn't make any money proving it. You could sell a big, fat, gorgeous moon coming over the horizon, shining its ass off, pouring its golden light on whatever product you wanted to sell, and screw the optical illusion. MacDill slipped across the water in near silence. She was paddling a 14-foot native watercraft, a canoe-kayak hybrid designed for stability. Good for a city woman, with soft hands, who wasn't all that familiar with boats. She didn't need the stability this evening because the lake was glassy flat, at the tag end of a heat wave. The forecasters were predicting that the wind would pick up overnight, but nothing serious. She could hear the double-bladed paddle pulling through the water, first right, then left, and distantly, probably from another lake, either an outboard or a chainsaw. But the sound was so distant, so intermittent, so thready, that it was like aural smoke, a noise on the edge of nothingness. Aquatic insects were hatching around her. They'd come to the surface and from there take off, leaving a dimple in the water. A half mile out from the lodge, she paddled toward the creek that drained the lake. The outlet was a crinkle in a wall of aspen, across a lily pad flat, past a downed tree where 5 painted turtles lined up to take the sun. The turtles plopped off the log when they spotted her, and she smiled at the sight and sound of them. Another few yards and she headed into the creek, which pinched down to hallway width for 20 yards or so, and around a turn to an open spot, rimmed with cattails. The pond, as she called it, was 150 yards long and 50 wide. At the end of it, where the creek narrowed down and got about its real business, running downhill, a white pine stood like a sentinel among the lower trees. A bald eagle's nest was built high in the tree, and on most evenings, she'd see one or both of the eagle pair coming or going from the nest. From down the lake, a few minutes earlier, she'd seen one of them leaving, looking for an evening meal. She idled toward the pine, hoping she'd see the bird coming back, then leaned back in the seat, hung the paddle in the side-mounted paddle holder, spread her legs and let her feet dangle over the side of the boat in the warm summer water. Felt the sun on her back. Dug in a Polypro bag, found a cigarette and a lighter, lit the cigarette, sucked in a lungful of smoke. Perfect. Almost. Perfect if only her mind would stop running. MacDill ran an advertising agency, Ruff Harcourt MacDill, in Minneapolis. Ruff was dead, Harcourt retired, and Harcourt, 2 weeks earlier, had agreed to sell his remaining stock to MacDill, which would give her 75% of the outstanding shares. Absolute control. So excellent. She toyed with the idea of a name change, Media MacDill or MacDill Group, but had decided that she would, for the time being, leave well enough alone. Advertising buyers knew RHM, and the name projected a certain stability. She would need the sense of stability as she went about weeding out the, might as well say it, weeds. The agency, over the years, had accumulated foot-draggers, time-wasters, slow-witted...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?